This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, hour number two. Pete Santilli got more to add. Pete, take it over.
You know, Michael Yon yesterday, who I have so much respect for, and as a special forces operator, as a former United States Marine, his level of expertise, you know, on the ground as a special forces operator, as a Green Beret, when he sounds the alert, I'm going to honor him and I'm going to repeat it. And I'm going to say this because I don't want to be overly sensational or cause, you know, any fear or panic, but everybody needs to wake up to the following. You need to have full situational awareness as well. You need to recognize what's happening. And for every day that you don't, that's the desired effect. They don't want you to know what's happening around you. They don't want you to know what fifth generational warfare is. Fifth generational warfare is warfare being perpetrated upon you psychologically. They're not even firing a shot, so you don't think it's warfare. That gives them one more day to plan operationally and get away with advancing their agenda and their operations. Everybody needs to wake up. If you are lawfully a concealed carry and you're thinking about going to the grocery store and you normally, you know, maybe you leave your, you know, you let your guard down. Don't let your guard down. You're at level 10 right now. Everybody be on the alert as to what's happening. You need to know what's happening. Why? Because I'll give you an example. Do you remember when they attacked Tucker Carlson because he brought up the conspiracy theory of replacement migration? They call him a conspiracy theorist. Well, they had operational plans in place. UN has a 177-page document on replacement migration, large portion of which how they're going to replace Americans because of our aging population. On one hand, they're, of course, causing us to become a bunch of homosexuals and basically non-reproducing drag queens. You're not going to get babies that way. And then they're going to replace us because we're not having enough children. So do not let your guard down. Have full situational awareness of what's happening. And know that there's a reason why they're giving cell phones to every single one of these migrants that are coming over the border. And it's not to send them health care apps and to keep give them warm and fuzzies. It's to extract, because the majority of these migrants are human shields. They're being exploited for human and sex trafficking. They are the human shield to this thing that also includes military-aged men that can now receive their communications device here on the ground as soon as they come in and make contact with our government authorities. And, of course, the good folks, the white hats at the DHS and the Border Patrol, they think it's neat that they have these phones and they're helping to facilitate this thing. Well, guess what? These people that have been operating behind the scenes to destroy our country, communicating covertly, launching false flag attacks, using gaming channels. By the way, if you think it's a conspiracy theory that gaming chat rooms are used to communicate by the intel services and talk to their good friends over there at ISIS and Al-Qaeda, their operatives at ISIS and Al-Qaeda, go take a look at what the CIA operators were doing during Benghazi, the attack on Benghazi. What were they doing? That one of the top game players on Eve, okay, during the attack on Benghazi, he was in those chat rooms. And that's how I discovered these techniques, and that's how we caught them prior to the November election. Norm Eisen, Neil Keitel, and Mark Elias were deploying their assets to stuff ballots. This is how they communicate. So you're not going to get this information in the mainstream media. We have the best resources, white hats that know what's going on. We don't know everything, but everyone is upset about what these evil covert operatives are doing to overthrow the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not to alert you, but it is to forewarn you and to cause you to raise your level of awareness to protect life, liberty, and property at your household, your domain, your king of your castle. Take care of your family, and you better snap out of it. This is a war just because you don't have bullets flying at you.
All right, Pete Santilli, great job. Thank you so much. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, let's shift gears right now and talk about real crime statistics. We're being told that white people commit most of the crime in America. Even though whites are still 52% of the population, most of them old people, young whites are the minority. We're told by CNN, ABC News, MSNBC, CBS News that whites are just running around murdering everybody. And until 2.5 years ago, we had accurate crime statistics from the FBI, but still the state statistics are reported. So Elon Musk last night began to tweet this graphic. Black on white crime. It shows the graphic. Massive, the biggest. Black on Hispanic. White on black, the smallest. White on Hispanic, very small. Hispanic on white, not as big as black on white, but still big. Hispanic on black, very small. But whites are the majority, so per capita, they have the lowest crime rate. Lowest crime rate is whites. But we're told whites are committing all these crimes. Big article on Infowars.com. I'll have it added to the live show feed so I can find it easily. Elon Musk, why does the mainstream media misrepresent interracial crime stats to such an extreme degree? This one article on Infowars.com is so important. Go there, find it, share it. And it shows all the federal statistics, the actual statistics, so you can see it for yourself. So why is the media promoting this? The media is saying white people are devils, white people are the worst things on earth, white people need to die. But we have Jordan Neely, who's been arrested more than 40 times, including kidnapping 7-year-old children, assaulting people more than 20 times. You have a video, we got the full video, want to see it? Of two black passengers, a Hispanic passenger and a white passenger, subduing him when he was attacking him, saying, I'm going to kill you. But the media would have you believe this guy's the number one issue in America, that whites are just out murdering black people. Now, I've done the numbers. You can look them up for yourself. But here's a clip of a statistician using CDC homicide victimization statistics and using the equations to break it down. Here it is.
At this point, you've probably heard of the 1350 statistic and how it might be wrong. God made me Asian for a reason. So the biggest problem with the FBI's 50% number is that those are arrest totals and that the true number could be different for a lot of different reasons. So I decided to calculate the true number using the National Crime Victimization Survey and what we know about interracial crime. Because if you can't arrest the perpetrator, you can always take a look at the victim. You don't have to know what any of this shit means, but according to the NCVS, 52% of all homicide victims are black, and 42% of all homicide victims are white. Using FBI crosstabs, we can figure out that 88% of white murder victims were murdered by other white people, and 81% of black murder victims were murdered by other black people. From there, we get this equation where the total number of white murder victims is the amount of white people murdered by white people, and the amount of white people murdered by black people, and the other way around. With some algebra, we convert this into an equation that calculates the proportion of white and black perpetrators. So with this method, we can calculate that the true number isn't 50%, but 60% of all murders were committed by black people. So it turns out that the FBI was wrong, just not in the direction that most people thought it would be.
But if you believe the corporate media, you believe the lies. And again, I don't want to be at war with black people. The average black person is not out committing crime, but a minority of black males commit 80%, you just saw it, of the attacks on white people because they believe they deserve to die. And it's the same everywhere. It's become a sport to attack white people. It's become a sport to say we deserve to die. It's become a sport despite the fact that 90%+ of people living in this country did not even have ancestors in North America until after slavery was banned. That's right. 90% of the people in America, their ancestors came here before the 1860s or after the 1860s. But you see the left saying, oh, we're going to pay black reparations. That's just like Biden saying you get free tuition. He's going to forgive your student debt. Did he do that? No, he said he'd do it. He said, sorry, I'm not doing it. It's all a joke. I can show you 100 videos every day of crazy black people attacking black people, white people, you name it. Do whatever they want. Mentally ill, totally entitled. Here's an armless man, handicapped, physically attacked by a big black man, three times his size. Now, can you imagine if there was footage of a white person doing that to a black person? We don't blame all white people. We don't blame all black people for that. But if a white person did that, all whites would be guilty. Yeah, play this audio, if we bleeped it, of the big of the protest in New York over the death of Jordan Neely, arrested 40-plus times for attempted child kidnapping, assault, you name it. He's telling people on a train, this is black people that first start fighting him, and they can't kick his ass. So a white guy jumps on him and puts him in a chokehold, and the black people are helping him because he was attacking them. And they're normal black people. They're going to their job. They're living their lives. They don't care what color you are. It was a crazy white dude on that train. He get his ass kicked.
Do something.
Here it is.
That's what they do. That's what they do. Do something. Do something. That's what
time it is. Black cops at the protest where they're blocking the trains, the subway, attacking people, and there's a couple black cops, and the black people are in their face saying, you helped kill a black man. And telling him that he did something wrong. Meanwhile, the number one cause of black death in America is abortion. The number two cause is black-on-black murder. But see, oh, when a black person kills a black person, it's no problem. It's those rare cases where a white person does it that everybody gets to get upset because the media gives it attention. And the media blows it up and makes it a huge deal. This is mind control, ladies and gentlemen, and we're smart enough to see this. Our country's collapsing. The borders are wide open. We're losing our jobs. Inflation's out of control. They're shipping fentanyl in. It's number one cause of death now. And whether you're black or white, it doesn't matter. We're all getting killed by this. This is stupid. I don't get ahead when black people are suppressed. You don't get ahead when white people are suppressed. The establishment is manipulating this. Meanwhile, the Mexican drug cartels are launching, the evidence is overwhelming, terror attacks inside our republic that the deep state's going to use to try to take our right to self-defense and bring in a total dictatorship. You think the police state's bad now? Wait till the border's completely gone. And that's what's happening here. But you got to go to InfoWars.com. You got to read this article. Elon Musk, why does the mainstream media misrepresent interracial crime statutes to such an extreme extent? To such an extreme degree. Because it follows the narrative they want of black and white attacking and killing each other while the globalists take full control of civilization, society, and steal everything we got, including stuff nailed down. It's that simple. This graphic says it all. These are off FBI statistics. Black on white, highest crime rate. Black on Hispanic, huge. White on black, tiny. White on Hispanic, medium. Hispanic on white, pretty big. Hispanic on black, doesn't even exist. And the truth is, look at statistics. Whites are killing each other. Blacks are killing each other. Hispanics are killing each other. And whites are committing suicide at the record rate. And that's the reality. And those are real numbers. So when you watch the news and the corporate media, realize that's the enemy trying to destroy you, trying to divide you, trying to control you. We need justice. We need jobs. We need a future. We need to stop World War III. I've got news on that when we come back on the other side. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tell you, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's a Democrat, stands heads above Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and all of them. There's a two-hour interview with him on Infowars.com that literally knocks it out of the park, where he explains what really happened in Ukraine, where he explains where all this is really going. Arnold K. Jr. says Russia faces existential fight and cannot lose in Ukraine. Let's play some of those clips back to back. Here it is.
This is no longer a humanitarian mission. That all the decisions the United States have made, has made since the start, has been about prolonging the war, about maximizing the violence of the war, and being absolutely intransigent against the many opportunities to actually settle the war. And that my understanding of the war is that not that Zelensky is pushing this war as hard as he can, but that the neocons in the White House want this war. They want it, regime change with the Russians. They want to exhaust the Russian armies. This is what Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in 2022. Our objective is to exhaust and degrade Russian forces so they cannot fight anywhere else in the world. And President Biden acknowledged that one of his objectives in the war is regime change in Russia, removing Vladimir Putin. Well, if those are the objectives, that is the opposite of a humanitarian mission. That is a mission to maximize casualties, to prolong the war. It's essentially a war of attrition, and that's what we're seeing. Julian Assange is a newspaper publisher. He published leaked documents. You know, why are we? I mean, if I was any newspaper publisher in this country, I would be worried about that. And now he can go to jail for life because he published leaked documents of great import to the American people, of things that should not have been secret, that we should have known about, revelations that affect our civil rights, affect our foreign policy, affect things that we have a right to know about. And, you know, it's really strange that there's any support for his imprisonment among the press. And I think the press is beginning to figure this out finally. The most controversial of those figures is Edwin Snowden. But Edwin Snowden released documents that showed us that we were all being spied upon. Yeah. And that's important for Americans to know. And, in fact, it was so important that Congress passed laws based upon his revelations to protect the American people. So why are we punishing the whistleblower rather than punishing the people who were, you know, who were illegally spying on us? That's what we should be doing. We shouldn't be jailing dissenters in our country. We shouldn't be jailing whistleblowers. We should be jailing the people who break the law. So this is a war that is proceeding in a very cataclysmic trajectory. The answer to your question about how we got in this war goes back, you know, a long way, but I would say that the real story starts in 2014 when the U.S. government, and particularly the neocons in the White House and elsewhere, participated and supported the overthrow, violent overthrow, a coup d'etat against the democratically elected government of the Ukraine and put in a very, very anti-Russian government. This prompted the Russians, who then believed that, the U.S. Navy was now going to be invited into the Black Sea to have a port at Crimea. It prompted the Russians to preemptively invade Crimea. At the same time, the government that came into the Ukraine began enacting a series of laws that turned the Russian populations of the Donbass region into second-class citizens. They illegalized essentially their culture, their language, and they began ultimately killing them. They killed 14,000 of them, and it prompted a civil war in the country. And the Russian response, which it was illegal, I have no sympathy or toward Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is a gangster and he's a thug. But his response to the Donbass was not irrational. This is no longer a humanitarian mission. That all the decisions the United States has made since the start has been about prolonging the war, about maximizing the violence of the war, and being absolutely intransigent against the many opportunities to actually settle the war. And that my understanding of the war is that not that Zelensky is pushing this war as hard as he can, but that the neocons in the White House want this war. They want it. Regime change with the Russians. They want to exhaust the Russian armies. This is what Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in 2022. Our objective is to exhaust and degrade Russian forces so they cannot fight anywhere else in the world. And President Biden acknowledged that one of his objectives in the war is regime change in Russia, removing Vladimir Putin. Well, if those are the objectives, that is the opposite of a humanitarian mission. That is a mission to maximize casualties, to prolong the war. It's essentially a war of attrition, and that's what we're seeing. If you throw in the Homeland Security and all the surveillance and security expenditures at home, it's $1.1 trillion a year. Well, that's $1.1 trillion a year that is attributable to our warmongering. And I don't think we can afford to be policemen of the world anymore. We have 800 bases around the world. We need to start rebuilding our middle class at home. We need to be responsible with our debt. And we need, my grandfather always said, we should make America too expensive to conquer. We should make Fortress America. We should arm America to the teeth at home so we're too expensive to conquer, and then we should concentrate on building up our economic power and a robust middle class. That's what's going to make America strong, and instead of projecting military strength abroad, we ought to be projecting our economic strength and a marketplace of ideas and economic power.
Do you believe they murdered or were involved in the murder of your uncle? What have you come to personally?
The CIA, yes, they were definitely involved in the murder and the 6-year cover up. They're still not releasing the papers that legally they have to release. But I don't think there's any doubt if you look at this huge, monumental mountain of evidence and confessions, and so many people have confessed to their involvement. And for anybody who has doubts about that, I would recommend a book by Jim Douglas called The Unspeakable, because I think he's done a better job than anybody else at kind of assembling and distilling.
We're out of time. Final segment before Owen takes over. He's loaded for bear at 6 to 8 p.m. I had a bunch of the news to hit. Final segment straight ahead. I want to thank the crew for a great job. This news about the Mexican cartels, the deep state, the terror attacks is dead on. It's so incredibly serious. We'll be back during the weekday shows. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. covering it all. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. Great job, crew.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled. controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air. And never submit to these tyrants.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, powerful globalist forces are in control of the United States. They plan to bring it down, but they want to use us as leverage to take on the rest of the planet for a new dark age on which they'll build their AI technocracy. They're in competition with freedom. They want to shut it down. They don't want you to be mobile or free or have options. They want you poor so they can dictate the terms of your surrender. We're here to counter that. So here's Pentagon spokesperson and backup White House spokesperson Kirby being asked by a journalist about the death of the dollar. Then back-to-back J.D. Vance, member of Congress, talking about our failed foreign policy.
Japan holds $1.2 trillion, the largest U.S. debt, and a growing number of countries seem to be moving away from the use of the dollar. Is there an understanding of this, of a concern for that, that the world reserve currency is really a big part of why the U.S. is able to exert its leadership? Is there an understanding of the fact that countries are beginning to turn away from the use of the dollar and some way to resolve that?
Well, I have to let Japan speak to their economic policy. The
number of countries that are beginning to denominate in dollars away from the U.S. dollar.
I'm going to have to take your question, sir. I don't have a good answer for you today.
Yes, sir. We have built a foreign policy of hectoring and moralizing and lecturing countries that don't want anything to do with it. The Chinese have a foreign policy of building roads and bridges and feeding poor people, and I think that we should pursue a foreign policy, a diplomacy of respect, and a foreign policy that is not rooted in moralizing. It's rooted in the national interest of this country. Because Ambassador Sullivan is at the lead of moralizing instead of pursuing America's national interest, I object.
Now, I want to play two clips back to back. One is from this morning in El Paso, Texas, as a food truck by missionaries is literally besieged and taken over. And the next clip is a homeless man complaining in another U.S. city that the free food he just got hasn't been done properly. Now, the reason I play this is to describe when we have 60 million people on EBT cards, 100 million plus on food stamps, and there's inflation, so the money they are getting now doesn't pay for it. What are they going to do in society as things break down? It's going to be a political bomb that brings down the civilization. That's why they're undermining the food. That's why they had years of lockdowns. This is you'll have nothing, you'll own nothing, you'll like it. This is their program. So first let's play clip 13. Homeless man complains about free food. Then we'll play the clip of illegals that have been told to come here by Biden assaulting a food truck.
Hi, guys. This is the meal that I got today from the Fred Victor Homeless Shelter. Let's open up and see what it is.
Okay, so we have one styrofoam container here. We have one oatmeal styrofoam container here as well. There's some plastic utensils. Over here, we've got two packages of ketchup. Before I open up to see what's inside, the styrofoam Fred Victor is not environmentally friendly. Can you guys use eco-friendly packaging? I think that'd be a much wiser choice. Same with the utensils. A lot of people in the comments have said, Jack, can you recommend to Fred Victor to use single-use utensils and not plastic ones, maybe wooden ones? I think that's the wise alternative. There's two ketchup packets. I won't get into that, but obviously ketchup is long story, guys. The ketchup has tomatoes, and not only are tomatoes out of season and also high sugar. But let's open up this container and see what's inside the main meal. Here we've got two unshelled hard-boiled eggs and some potatoes here. Fred Victor, you guys forgot to deshell or unshell the eggs. Please try to remember for next time to unshell them. I really appreciate that. The potatoes are, they're just potatoes. Yes, yeah, you know, these are the carbohydrates. This is not healthy food for sure. If we're going to go by Dr. Gundry, Dr. Cruz, so on and so forth. But at the same time, I think we need to give Fred Victor like the opportunity to improve, and they need some time to obviously change their procedures and processes. And so it takes time to achieve excellence and to move towards it for sure. And in this container here, let's open this up, see what's inside. This is oatmeal. Oatmeal is one of the, I think it's one of the most dangerous foods, according to Dr. Gundry. Dr. Gundry says that oatmeal has high lectins. And he goes on to state that the oatmeal is also toxic. That's why I try to avoid the oatmeal. Can't really do
all right, that's enough.
It.
So this is way better than school lunch program. He wants free food, and he's complaining. That's the perfect trendy there. As civilization collapses, you've got this well-educated, complaining, whining person. Meanwhile, on the Texas border, this is what's happening at food trucks. The radio listener, hundreds of people lined up, just grabbing whatever they can get, running off. All part of the destabilization of the country after years of lockdowns in Latin America, so they could not feed themselves. This is the planned takedown of civilization. So let's move on to this. Remember last year, 8-9 months ago, it was a huge top story. Biden was going to set up an office of disinformation. That weird woman that would sing like the Little Mermaid songs and all the rest of it. But they already had it set up. That was just the coming out of it. The public face of the government surveils you and watches you and censors you for your own good. Well, now the story's up on InfoWars.com. Alert, Biden federal government to create new disinformation office. Deep state is attempting to resurrect another Ministry of Truth after disastrous DHS rollout of disinformation government board. Foreign Malign Influence Center, which means any opposition to tyranny is foreign run, unless she was a terrorist, will support State Department's Global Engagement Center, which the Twitter files have shown targeted and censored conservative voices on social media. So anybody criticizing forced injections, lockdowns, open borders, fentanyl, the Afghan withdrawal, it was like 20 things. You're a terrorist, and now the government can use the NSA to come after you. Like they remember 2 years ago, oh, we're going to have the FBI and the CIA come after people protesting at school board meetings against critical race theory and transgenderism. But people said, screw you, we don't care. We've taken over a bunch of school boards since then. Record level. So it's all a paper tiger. It's all intelligence agencies giving orders to people to call us foreign agents and call us spies and attack us, but no one's buying. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, formed a new office. It's supposed to be illegal to have intelligence agencies focused domestically, but they're doing it. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, formed a new office to oversee the intelligence community's efforts to, quote, fight disinformation, that's Americans fighting back, and foreign influence campaign in the United States, Director Arvel Haynes announced Thursday. In a meeting with the Senate Armed Services Committee, Haynes unveiled the Foreign Malign Influence Center, FMIC, which would be focused on foreign malign influence amid the U.S. elections, but also public opinion within the United States. Yes. Not just Obama 10 years ago legalizing domestic propaganda within the United States by the CIA and lying, but now literally codifying what they've already been doing into a federal agency to affect public opinion. We have a rogue government. Tomorrow on the weekday show, I'm going to read this whole article and play some Senate clips from the hearing and go over what they're doing. But this ties into the Restrict Act for total censorship and control. It ties in everything. This is not the sign of a powerful elite. It's the sign of an out-of-control group that's hijacked the country and is totally illegitimate and is now financing terror attacks inside the United States of America. Final segment on this live Sunday broadcast when I come back before Owen Schroyer, 6 to 8 p.m., takes over with Sunday Live with incredible analysis, news, and information. And I've not been playing Owen's clips because I've been so busy, but man, he's been hitting on all cylinders, covering the transgender cult rallies here in Austin, Texas. I know he's got that ready. It's all coming up. When we come back, I'm looking at dozens of stacks of articles here. What do I want to hit next? We'll cover it when we return on the other side. InfoWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, Band.video, those are the coordinates of freedom. Please share them.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, final segment of the Sunday Alex Jones Show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Owen Schroeder coming up for the next 2 hours. Please spread the links so we overcome the AI and censorship. Humans have incredible power, but you've got to use it. So we talk a lot about Mexican drug cartels that have killed hundreds of thousands in Mexico the last few years. We talk about the clear cartel attacks with the car attacks and the mass shootings, everything that's happening. But don't forget fentanyl kills over 100,000 people a year. They estimate maybe half the people that die of fentanyl get diagnosed of dying of fentanyl. The number's probably even higher. Fentanyl overdose deaths skyrocket 279% in just the last few years. Here's the article right here. And then we've got the alert of the Biden administration saying the number one threat is Americans' free speech. Yeah, because we're opposing what they're doing to us. These are incredibly sick, evil people. And we've got battles at nuclear power plants in Ukraine and drones hitting the Russian capital, the equivalent of their White House, in Red Square. What's coming next? We've entered that point in history where things go completely insane. Yes, it's got World War III written all over it. We're already inside World War III. The question is, how bad will it get? Black people aren't our enemy. Brown people aren't our enemy. White people aren't our enemy. The Russians aren't our enemy. The U.S. government's not our enemy. It's evil globalist that have put their people as Klaus Schwab rags. We penetrated the parliaments. We penetrated the cabinets. We are in control. And they're the ones steering the world towards collapse because they want a post-industrial world, and they believe the elite can steer that collapse into total control. But it is a death sentence to attack the capital in Moscow. It is a death sentence to go along with these attacks on the Kremlin. Imagine if the White House was attacked. But that's where we are in the year 2023. Meanwhile, they're cutting off the coal power plants, the gas power plants, the major pipelines. Energy is our food. Energy fertilizers grow our food. Energy to us is a hamburger or a broccoli or an onion or oatmeal. But to the globalist, they understand that the precursor to all that energy for machines and humans is petrochemicals, is oil. And they're blocking all the real developments, all the real future systems, while bringing in systems that are a bridge to nowhere. To make us think they're developing a future, but they're not. China and India and Mexico and 160 plus other countries are making zero carbon cuts. Only the West, the British crown-controlled systems, are creating the feudalism where it's not allowed to operate. So I wanted to air a couple clips here. TV viewers will get the irony. Jimmy Savile was a confirmed pedophile that raped and murdered children. He was the best friend of King Charles III. So we'll roll a little B-roll piece somebody put together of his coronation yesterday. Instead of the crown being put on his head, the head of Jimmy Savile with a cigar in his mouth is the crowning achievement of Prince Charles. Totally and completely disgusting. We've seen all the news worshiping King Charles III. America was founded on July 4th, 1776, saying no to the crown, saying no to the imperialism. We saw all the articles, ABC News, CNN. Here's a headline right here. Remember when an Australian model stole a kiss from then Prince Charles? They're the rulers. Oh, he's so cool. He's so sexy. Another article. In photos, Queen Elizabeth's Kamala-style evolution. As a king is crowned, some Britons ask why the monarchs persist. It's all vestigial. It's all a joke. And they act like the nationalists do. Oh, it's all that's left of Britain is our royals. But it's the royals running the project of globalism to destroy those nation states. It's Prince Charles calling for a war on carbon. His father said he wanted to kill the majority of the world with a deadly virus. Prince Philip, look it up. Here's Senator John Kirby, I won't play it all, destroys Energy Secretary David Tuck's global warming proposal. None of this is based on science. The majority of scientists don't say this. It's not about saving the earth. It's about power and control. Here it is.
Give me your best estimate, just an estimate I know, of how soon you think the United States of America will be carbon neutral.
So I think, according to the climate scientists around the world and certainly the cutting edge scientists that we need to rely on here in the U.S., we've got to get carbon neutral
by
2020.
Back at the start. The cutting edge magic word science, mask works, the shot works. It's all, the top scientists say, and it's a long clip, and Kirby goes on, Kennedy goes on to say, well, none of the rest of the world's making cuts, so how does that affect things? Well, we're not going to talk about the rest of the world. Go back to the clip.
Give me your best estimate, just an estimate I know, of how soon you think the United States of America will be carbon neutral.
So I think, according to the climate scientists around the world and certainly the cutting-edge scientists that we need to rely on here in the U.S., we've got to get carbon neutral by 2050, and I'm very comfortable with that target, and I think that's the appropriate target.
By 2050.
Which is only 27 years. That is not a long time away.
And how much will that cost?
So the cost that I focus on even more is all the costs that are going to happen
cost.
If we don't get our act together.
How much will it cost to get us carbon neutral?
It's going to cost trillions of dollars, and it'll cost tens of trillions of dollars if we don't get our act together.
How many trillions?
I don't have the estimate or the numbers in front of me. I've seen a variety of different estimates, but it's a large amount. Fundamentally transforming our energy economy is a big deal.
Tell me the estimates that you've seen.
I don't have those numbers right on hand.
So you're advocating that we become carbon neutral, but you don't know how much it's going to cost.
So there's an awful lot of estimates out there. It depends
on
technology improvement,
other kinds
of things.
You're the expert.
I know with the certainty of all the experts I've spoken about, it's cheaper to get our act together than it is to not get our act together on climate change.
Okay, then tell me the cost.
Orders of magnitude.
If we don't do it.
I think it's orders of magnitude different. If we don't
get
our act together, it's...
You don't have a cost? You want us to get there, but you can't tell the American taxpayer how much it's going to cost? Is that your testimony?
It's going to save us money, and there's a lot of jobs.
Well, how do we know if you don't know how much it's going to cost?
The big banks want total control. It has nothing to do with the environment. Here's Senator John Kirby Kennedy. I keep saying Kirby. Here's playing Kirby earlier. Here's Senator John Kennedy. If electric cars are so swell, how come the government has to pay people to drive them?
Ms. Hopper, I love solar energy. I just want you to know that. And I love electric cars. But I got to ask you this question. I've been waiting to ask this. If electric cars are so swell, how come government has to pay people to drive them?
So I think, like most government policies, right, are put in place to incent certain behaviors. And so that's part of the policy is that if we want more electric
cars... Yeah, but if they're so swell, why couldn't they, in a competitive market, why wouldn't they be choosing electric cars over internal combustion engine cars?
I think
that... Why do we have to pay people to drive them?
But I wouldn't characterize it as paying people to drive them, but I would...
Well, sure we are. We're giving a big old tax credit.
The government having a policy to incent more purchase of electric vehicles.
Okay.
Again, they're getting rid of cars on record. They can never build enough electric cars. It's all admitted. It's about shutting down the economy and taking our resources. We're the number one, bigger than Russia, bigger than Saudi Arabia, number one oil and gas kingdom. And Canada's got almost as much as we do. But they don't want us to have that because they want control. They want you poor. They want to run your life. Speaking of poor, we can't finance this operation without your support. I ask for your prayer. I ask for your financial support by products at InfoWarsStore.com. But I ask you to share the articles, share the videos, keep taking the clips, keep sharing them. You're doing a great job. But we've got X3 Deep Earth Iodine sold out for over 6 months, finally back in stock. So good for your whole body. The missing link. Get X3. Believe me, it's amazing. 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. TurboForce 10-hour clean energy back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Real Red Bull Plus, over the top incredible. The real fountain of youth. It's going to sell out soon. Despite that, it's 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com. So get the Real Red Bull Plus. Get X3. Get the Ultimate Krill Oil. Get it all. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I know Owen's coming in. He's going to do an incredible job the next 2 hours. But I didn't get to a lot of this news. So I'll come in tomorrow with all my other news. I'll put it on top of this news. But a bunch of this I didn't hit, I'll hit tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central. Right after American Journal with Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. Central to 11 a.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and stations across the country. Great job to the crew. We'll have more on the Mexican cartel terror attacks tomorrow. We're still on air, 11 a.m. Central.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.